Hi guys, I'm Michelle, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge here on VoiceTube. You might be surprised, but talking to ourselves does have many benefits. It helps build up your speaking fluency, it organizes your thoughts better, you can even talk yourself up. 这里的 talk yourself up 是指对自己信心喊话的意思 talk yourself up. I actually talk to myself quite a lot. I especially use it to help develop my speaking fluency in English. You know, as an experienced English language learner, I recommend you all to try this self-learning technique, that is, talking to yourself in English. 自言自语是一种不错的自学口说的方式。It's sort of like keeping a journal in English, like writing down your thoughts. 这跟练习用英文写作写日记类似，都是在练习语言的组织能力。But talking to yourself in English can have a more realistic impact, like you're really using it in a natural context. 但自言自语，也就是用说话的方式来练习语言组织力呢，这个感受会跟用书写练习很不一样，因为会更有一种使用语言的临场感。 Because you can take as much time as you need to come up with one sentence, but to produce the language orally, you need to keep the speaking flow going. 在书写的时候，你是可以花很多时间去产出去组练习组织一个句子，但用说话的方式来练习，然后记录自己的想法呢，你会发觉你还需要顾及到的是那个一句接着一句的流畅感。 And once you start speaking, you'll see what your speaking fluency really sounds like. 只有在真的开口的时候，你才会注意到自己在口说表达上的状况。 And then that's when you'll notice what you lack. 你就会发现你缺乏的。 And then you can go back and look things up in a dictionary or something. 然后你就可以开始针对你自己口说上的问题对症下药。所以建议各位可以试试看用手机录音的方式来记录自己的想法啊，当时的感受啊，就每天3到5句英文。那你在这个自言自语的记录过程当中呢，一定会碰到卡住的地方，可能是一个单字、一个文法，那就赶快记下来，然后最好当天就把它解决掉，一天不用累积太多，一点点就好。And believe me, you will learn way faster than you can imagine. Alright? Anyways, I just want to point out one of the values of self-talking, and if you want to know more about it, check out the video for today. And now, without further ado, let's take a look at today's sentences.And it found that talking to yourself in the third person increased what's known as self-distancing, which is how well you can judge things objectively or without bias. Once again, and it found that talking to yourself in the third person increased what's known as self-distancing, which is how well you can judge things objectively or without bias.Before we move on to the vocabulary, let's take a closer look at the sentences. 好，我们来看发音的部分。首先 ，and 这个功能字呢，常常它的声音会弱化到变成一个 n 的感觉，再加上跟 it 连音，然后 it 的尾音 t 又弱化，所以你只会听到 and it, okay? And it found that, 好，这个 found 的尾音的一样弱化，点到带过。And it found that talking to yourself in the third person, in the 一样弱化连在一起 in the third person increased, 这里的 ed 发的是 t, 因为前面一个字是 s 气音，所以 increased. Increased what's known as, 好，这里的 known, 我们再来念一次它的母音是 o, known, okay, what's known as,self-distancing, which 跟 is 可以连起来 which is, how will you can, 好，这里的 can 会弱化成 can, which is how well you can judge things objectively, without bias, 这里的 t 尾音一样是点到但不送气 without bias, 只有短短的停顿的感觉 without bias, All right, let's read the sentences once again. And it found that talking to yourself in the third person increased what's known as self-distancing, which is how well you can judge things objectively or without bias. All right, and now let's take a look at the vocabulary. 我们今天要看的第一个单词是 judge. Judge. The opinion you have after thinking carefully about something or someone. Judge 这个字呢、我们可以用在中性的意思，表示判断 judge. 那我们常常会说、It's too soon to judge. It's too soon to judge. 意思是现在还言之过早，也就是说现在下任何判断都还太早了。It's too soon to judge. 那当然 judge 这个字也有比较负面的意思，就是 to criticize something or someone based on one's subjective point of view.会基于一个人比较主观的看法来做批判。那句子可能是、For example, we shouldn't judge movies based on their scores. We shouldn't judge movies based on their scores. 我们不应该用分数去判断这部影片的好坏。All right. And then、还有这句每个人一定都听过的、名言佳句，就是 You can't judge a book by its cover.You can't judge a book by its cover. 也就是不能从外表来判断，不能以貌取人。But I gotta say, although people often say you shouldn't judge a book by its cover, I still can't resist picking up a book with a fancy cover. I mean, it's human nature, right? It's natural for us to like beautiful things. Yeah, but I confess, I sometimes judge things by their appearance.Okay, and next we have judgment. Judgment. Judgment, 基本上就是名词，判断的名词。That is a decision or opinion about someone or something that you form after thinking carefully. Judgment, 那是中性的意思。For example, pride and emotion can cloud our judgment and often lead to poor decision making.Pride and emotion, 骄傲还有情绪 can cloud our judgment, 会遮蔽我们的判断力 and often lead to poor decision making, 然后会造成我们做一些不明智的决定。All right, one more time. Pride and emotion can cloud our judgment and often lead to poor decision making. And next we have judgment call. Judgment call.Judgment call refers to a decision that has to be made, but the correct choice is unclear. It's like there aren't many objective ways to make a decision, so we can only decide things by intuition or past experience. 这个 judgment call 翻译叫做主观判断，也就是、用自己的观点做出决定。那什么时候会用到这个呢？通常都是因为我们没有办法做出客观的选择的时候，那我们只能靠自己的直觉或是自己过去的经验来判断了。那当碰到一个这样的情境，比如说真的没有绝对的好坏，实在没有办法客观的判断，这个时候你就可能会说 Yeah, I'll have to make a judgment call. I'll have to make a judgment call. OK, 那我意思就是我只能依靠我自己的感觉或是经验来判断咯。 For example, Are you going to trust this guy or not?OK, 今天你认识了一个人。Are you going to trust him or not? 到底要不要信任他呢？无从判断。So it's a judgment call. OK, it's a judgment call. OK, and next we have judgmental. Judgmental.It basically describes someone or something that is judging someone or something. 这个字就比较偏负面了。比如说，当有一个人正处在一个很批判的状态，你就可以说 You're being judgmental now.You're being judgmental now, all right? And then we have objective, objective. Objective, 目标。那很多人可能会疑惑到底 objective 跟 goal, 好，这两个字翻译都叫做目标，那有没有差别？Basically, goal is more referring to the big picture. Goal 比较像是愿景。比如说 I want to be a great teacher, all right? I want to be a great teacher.这会是我的 goal. 那什么时候是 objective 呢？比如说、 In this pronunciation challenge, my objective is to guide you all to understand the difference between the words goal and objective. And to do that, I will need to provide explanations and examples. 换句话说, objective 这个目标是有时间限制且有具体步骤性的做法。 所以我们就会用到 objective. Okay, 那 goal 就是一个愿景, 它比较没有时间限制, 也不一定需要具体或是明确的做法. That's the basic difference between these two words. Alright? And also, objective can be used as an adjective. 它也可以当作形容词用, 比如说, it is an objective phenomenon. 它是一个客观的现象. These are objective statistics. These are objective results. 这是客观的数据或客观的结果. It's an objective interpretation. 这是一个客观的诠释. 那 objective 的反义就是 subjective. Subjective. 所以这是一个比较主观的诠释. 我们就可以说 subjective interpretation. Alright, and then objectively, for example, I'm trying my best to weigh my options objectively. 我尽我所能的客观衡量我的选择. Weigh my options objectively. 或者是 I'm always trying to look at things objectively. I'm always trying to look at things objectively. 我总是很努力的想要用客观的角度来看事情. I'm trying to look at things objectively. And then last but not least, we have bias and biased. Bias, an unfair personal opinion. 基本上它也是偏负面比较多，就是在讲偏见. For example, is it possible that history can be written without bias? Is it possible that history can be written without bias? 历史有可能能够写的完全不带偏见吗? Or what's difficult about understanding people is that it's hard not to listen without bias. What's difficult about understanding people is that it's hard not to listen without bias. 了解人的困难处在于我们很难用不带偏见的心态去倾听. Yeah, I agree with that. And then biased, 它可以当作形容词用. For example, keep in mind that most media outlets will be biased towards one political party. Keep in mind that most media outlets will be biased towards one political party. 媒体呢多少是会偏向某一个政党，对吗? Media outlets will be biased towards one political party. Okay, we have reached the end of the session today. Thank you all for being so awesome, and please make sure to leave a comment and recording as always, and I'll see you guys next time.